Well, thank goodness we finally had some success at Newlands on Tuesday. But did you know that the Proteas playing in that game weren't the only national side being put through their paces this week? Our blind Proteas are also taking part in an international series between South Africa and New Zealand. And they are competing in 5 T20 games and 2 1-day international matches between now and next Friday. Well, a couple of them have already taken place, but it continues until next Friday. And I'm really delighted to have on the line with us Michael De Silva, who is our blind Proteas coach and secretary of Blind Cricket South Africa. Michael, welcome to the show. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, and thank you for this great opportunity.
Really glad to have you on to talk to us about the sport itself as well as the current tour. I gather that blind cricket was actually invented all the way back in the 1920s in Australia, Michael.
That is correct, yes. I've been in South Africa, it started around about 1997, 98, around there.
Okay, so it invented by two blind factory workers who improvised the game using a tin full of rocks back in Australia in the 1920s, got things going slowly. As you say, it took a while to reach South Africa, the late 1990s, and our first test match played against Pakistan in the year 2000. Michael, for those who've never experienced the sport before, can you just explain to us briefly how cricket is adapted for visually impaired players?
Sure. In sighted cricket, you bowl overarm. In blind cricket, you bowl underarm. The ball is about the same size as the sighted cricket ball, except it's a hard white plastic ball, and you got bearings inside. So when you shake it, it actually sounds like a rattle.
Mm-hmm.
The field stays exactly the same. It's outdoor. The pitch is divided into half. There's a line that goes across, there. We got three categories, the B1, B2, B3. Your B1 is totally blind, it sees nothing, and you have to have a minimum of 4 in your team. Then you got your B2. The easiest way to explain is where you'll see something within 60 meters, we'll pick it up in probably within 3 meters from us.
Okay.
And then you get your B3s where you'll see it in 60 meters, they will see it in 6 meters from them.
Right.
And then the batsman and the umpire tells the bowler tells the batsman how many steps it takes, left arm or over or around, things like that. And then as he releases the ball, he must say play. So then the batsman knows it's on its way. And the ball must land before the halfway line.
Okay.
And it can roll, like 10-pin bowling, or it must bounce at least twice before it reaches the batsman. And then the rest stays all exactly the same. Only other difference is the B1s, your totally blind guys, whatever they hit off their bat, kind of double. So if they run 1, counts as 2. If they hit the 4, it counts as 8.
Okay, that's really fascinating. It makes a lot of sense. So the score's weighted to those who've got the more severe impairment, for whom the achievement of hitting the ball and delivering a 4 or a 6 is doubly impressive, I guess you could say. Michael, so the field layout and everything the same, the size the same as a standard cricket pitch as well?
Yes, it's just your outer ring. Your boundary is the same as the ladies. It's 50 meters. You still have your inner ring, and then you got your 5 meters from the batsman, where your B1 is not allowed within that range. And that's just for safety measures. Some of these guys can hit really hard, and you got to look after the players as well.
Okay. Michael, I think it might surprise some of our listeners to know that your sport has a World Cup, and it's one in which South Africa did very well initially because the inaugural Blind Cricket World Cup happened in 1998 and we were the victors. We made it to the finals the following time in 2002 and lost in the final. Am I correct in saying we haven't managed to make it to a final since then, though?
That's correct. Look, we were the first team to ever do that, in South Africa. And, yes, we went through a bad dip where things really didn't go our way. That was due to, sponsorships, due to, we always struggled to get the guys together because of transport, stuff like that. But luckily, a few years ago, we started up again and we've been trying to go from strength to strength.
Carry on.
No, you can ask.
Well, I was going to ask how successful we've been more recently. I believe that this side that's visiting from New Zealand is one that we beat quite recently in India.
That's correct. We decided we wanted to go against a team that's very similar to the way we restarted, with our team. And we want to see where we stand. And then next month will be the toughest one of all because we're going to India. They're the number one team in the world.
Okay.
And that will be a major test for our team. But we needed someone to see where we stand And New Zealand also, they wanted to play against us to see where they stand, preparing us for the World Cup next year.
Okay, so World Cup coming up again next year. So the big question is, how are we faring? This is, as you say, a great opportunity to assess how our squad is doing, where the strengths and weaknesses lie. How have we done so far? I think you've got two T20 games already under your belt, not so?
Yes, that's correct. We actually won both our games.
Great.
So we still need at least one more game to take this series, but the guys have really been working hard. They know what is expected of them. We had quite a few people coming to watch, and they were quite amazed on what our blind guys and our visually impaired guys can do. So we're definitely on the right path, but we still got a bit of work to do, and we can't do it without the people's support, like Hollywood Bets that came on board. You know, they organized us our uniform. We've had people arranging meals for us, you know, as a sponsorship. So all these things, you know, for us, no sponsorship is small. Every little bit helps.
Michael, you mentioned the sort of impressive spectacle it makes for observers. Have you had good crowd support coming to watch these games? Or was this kind of snuck up quietly with not many people knowing that it was actually happening?
Look, I think we, in South Africa, we haven't had a lot of spectators, but it has been growing. And, you know, the more come, the more it will grow. The pitch vision has been helping us a lot, you know, in that sense, to make awareness with Cricket SA, helping in those regards. And, you know, they also try and help wherever they can as well.
Okay.
So we haven't reached like thousands of people, but we know if we keep on growing and we keep on performing, who knows what the limits will be.
Michael, this is a great opportunity for people to come and experience it for the first time, because all of these games are free to spectators. And your next one is being played tomorrow at the Vineyard Oval. Would you love to see Cape Talk listeners coming down to take a look?
If they can, you know, South Africa is a very proud nation when it comes to sports, especially cricket. And the more people pitch up, you know, the more the guys really go and try and perform every time. And I think they'll actually enjoy it. We've had quite a few people coming to watch the first time, and they were quite amazed, but they said, no, they'll definitely be back to come and watch again. It's very interesting. I still do believe that there is like a market for blind cricket where people are fascinated, but they actually enjoy it.
Michael, where do you find your players? Is blind cricket something that's routinely part of the sporting offering at schools for the visually impaired? Is that your main source of players?
We are trying to get more and more of the schools, you know, like that are like visually impaired and things like that. At the moment, a lot of the kids are more from, out, you know, after school, like when they start studying and things like that. We got like a Society for the Blind that help as well. Mm-hmm. So, but we do want to get more and more involved with the schools, because that's a foundation of not just the kids playing cricket, but for their futures, you know, where they start believing in themselves, where they can make a difference, where they can study, you know, things like that.
Okay. Michael, let's just chat through what the options are for those who might like to come down and experience it and support the games that are coming up. Okay, the one thing is that you can watch the matches on the Pitch Vision online streaming site and on YouTube. But if you'd like to be there in person, match number 3 in the T20 series is being played tomorrow at the Vineyard Oval. And then it's, I think, Sunday you're in action at Bellville Cricket Club. Is that correct?
That's correct. And Bellville was so awesome. They're actually making a big day out of it. The one guy, for example, WhatsApped or SMSed like 1,000 people he knows for them to all come out. There's going to be like a fun day there. The players after the matching from South Africa and New Zealand will be available to show people, if you know, if they want to try it out with the blockout glasses, which is you can't see through it, like give you an idea what it feels like to be totally blind. You know, and then they can meet the crowd. The crowds can meet the players from New Zealand and South Africa. So they really went out of their way to try and make it an awesome day. So the more people come, even the kids will have something for them to do, to have fun as well. So the more people come, we really appreciate.
Well, I hope they do come in great numbers. And Michael, good luck to the team. One more T20 required to seal that part of the series. And then the two one-day games coming up on the 12th and 14th of February. It's been fascinating chatting to you. Thanks so much for making the time, and our best wishes to the team.
Thank you for the opportunity. You know, if it's also not like you guys that does radio and stuff, that's also how we started to get our names bigger. You know, we really appreciate all your reporters that does a lot of work for us. So, and to everybody else back home, the families and everyone that's been supporting us, and the companies, you know, the guys work, they have to give them leave. We really appreciate all the effort that we get.
Michael De Silva, lovely to have you on the show today. Coach of our Blind Proteas squad and secretary of Blind Cricket South Africa. So again, if you want to check it out, go onto the Pitch Vision online streaming site. You can also find Google Blind Cricket SA versus New Zealand for a YouTube channel, or go down to the Vineyard Oval tomorrow or the Belleville Cricket Club on Sunday to witness it in person. Good luck to them, not only for this series, but for the big game. The big games against India in the World Cup are still to come. Looking forward to following their success.